Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us. My next guest has been with us before. He's a fascinating speaker. He talks a lot with Vistage International, which, as we have said many times, is one of the premier, or it is the premier CEO peer groups in the world. And CEO peer groups are groups where about a dozen business owners get together and treat each other as their confidential board of directors to sort through issues that they just can't talk about in their own businesses because, sometimes they're issues that they don't want other people to know about within their business, but a lot of times you're looking for viewpoints and good ideas. So Brandon Miller is with a company called 34 Strong, and he is a Gallup certified strengths finder coach, and they build enduring strengths-based interdependent organizations through developing strong people, strong perspectives, and partnerships, rather, and strong teams. And Brandon, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us again.
Hello. Yes, thank you. Happy to be here.
How are you doing? How's everything going with you and your tribe? You have a tribe of I'll bet you guys are excited for the 4th of July.
We sure are. You're right. A tribe of seven kids just recently celebrated my oldest daughter's marriage, so we added one to the mix, and that, as you can imagine, and many of your listeners probably can, with their children getting to this stage in life where they're starting to marry off, a lot involved in that, and so we just enjoyed that, and I guess the downtime is going to be the 4th of July, which I don't know if you can call it that, but we're going to enjoy it that way anyway.
So the growth of your family has gone from organic to mergers and acquisitions, it sounds like, huh?
You're right, yes. We have now merged with another family, and we are
congratulations.
We're delighted for that. So far, so good.
Well, you taught us a lot in our previous interviews, and for our listeners, you can go back to our audio library and type in Brandon Miller and find out quite a bit from his last interviews about this group called Strengths Finder. It's a fantastic group. Tell us a little bit more about it and how it's used for creating the life and business that our listeners want.
I sure can. When we think about the Strengths Finder, it starts with the understanding that people have within each of us natural talents, abilities, skills that are innate. And when we leverage those talents within people who work with us or who work for us, we're finding that we can see higher levels of engagement, higher levels of communication and collaboration within an organization. We can keep people engaged longer. They stay with our companies. And so it's simply an online quiz or assessment that a team member or yourself can take. It takes about 30 minutes, and it gives each of us a report that defines what these talents are and how we can use them. And then typically someone like me, we're called in to meet with a team, to review the results, talk about how that constellation of workers can uniquely discuss things, build on their success, even troubleshoot challenges.
And that gives the person who's taking that and, of course, the organization that might be sponsoring that the information to really be intentional about the work that that person is best suited to do and how they fit in with a team, correct?
That's right. I was recently coaching with a person in a leadership position, and we were discussing how to best leverage one of her direct reports. And there were challenges, parts of what this direct report did or didn't do that were frustrating. And she could see the talent within the person, but wasn't sure how to leverage it. StrengthsFinder has helped her to have a vocabulary and an agreed upon set of terms to know what the talents are. And it's made a difference not only in that employee's productivity, but even in their ability to relate to each other. And that's important because what we know when it comes to leadership and management within any organization, about 50% of the time, if someone has left you, they left because of the relationship with you, because of the manager or because of the leader. And that presents a challenge to all of us who are building business and building for legacy.
So by not investing in tools like this, the outcome is left to chance and sometimes disappointment and confusion as to why it might not have worked out. But by starting off with these types of assessments and tools, people can actually have a more intentional engagement with each other and really. So it, what do you hear from groups that had not done something like this, and then you come in and you do the strengths finders and then they realign themselves? What kind of results can you share with us that you've seen after a period of time and they've realigned after using the strengths finders process?
This morning I was on a call, and so this is a great question, with a group that they just took the strengths finder, and we just met with them at their annual retreat. And after about a half day of working as a team with the strengths finder, the leaders commented on the call this morning that it was very helpful to understand their different team members as they reported out about themselves. They are looking forward to building on that momentum because they're realizing that keeping this going in terms of goal setting or how we evaluate could really build on that success. If I take you to an organization that's been working with this longer, we have a client that we've been working with for about 18 months. They've measured the engagement of their team. They did a pre-assessment when we began to work together, and then we did a post-assessment, and they saw significant improvement in 11 out of 12 categories that we measured, and they're seeing that effect not only in the tangible results of the team being more cohesive, collaborating more effectively, and that's simply measured by meetings are efficient. People are showing up. They know what's expected. Results are being realized, and it is having effect on their productivity, and they're seeing it affect the bottom line.
Is an initial immediate byproduct the fact that people feel like management cares enough to find out more about them? Is there an immediate uplift in the fact that, because a lot of people out there that are unhappy, and I hear staggering numbers of people are unhappy at their work, but they want to be listened to, consulted with, heard from, they want recognition, and so is that just a helpful immediate byproduct of this?
It is. It is one of the quick wins, if you will, because the StrengthsFinder is inherently a positive process. There are many assessments out there. This one, at its core, is focused on learning about your team members from the perspective of where is their talent and strength, or better said, what's right with them, instead of focusing on what's wrong with them. And so there is an uplift because it is a positive experience. The gathering with a team is generally fun. People enjoy it. They can laugh. They can, find some commonality with others and then marvel at differences that they've always known were there, but now they have a better way to describe it. So I would agree with that, that there is an uplift from the immediacy, seeing this in the early stages.
And on a one-on-one personal basis, do people say, you really pegged me on this? And because I'm thinking, there's a lot of people out there that are saying, I want to change up. I don't want to retire. I want to rewire my life. And I need to figure out really what makes me tick. I'm a little confused about what an assessment like this will come up with. Do people say that it really figures them out pretty handily and give them a lot of guidance as far as what they might be able to do most effectively?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the assessment was so well researched and documented, 4 decades of research went into this before the instrument was released online. And after 12 years of working with the instrument, probably speaking with over 1,000 plus people, about 98% of the time it's spot on. The person responds that yes, this absolutely pegged it. They validate. And, what you're mentioning, because I know many of our listeners are thinking about, instead of reworking, rewiring, Forbes just released an article about the StrengthsFinder in coaching, that it's a secret weapon for people in their roles, and to have a consultation with a person that can help them understand who they are and what those next steps or that next chapter or that next iteration of themselves and their career might look like.
Fascinating. I mean, and it's a great first step for people, because if you don't figure that out and you just wing it, you might find down the road that you're not happy. But we've heard so many times, Brandon, from people who have said, when I found out what it is that makes me tick and I dialed into that as my encore career, work stopped being work. It started being my mission and my purpose. And that is so important for people to find something that they're going to find worthwhile these days.
I agree 100%. What's nice about this assessment is the cost of entry is very low. It's $10 for an individual to take the assessment, and they can go right to the Gallup Strength Center website and do that. From their coaching sessions, many of the organizations like 34 Strong, the company I lead, we offer introductory sessions just to give an overview of strengths. And even if a person didn't go beyond that, that assessment gives them a really good reporting out of what it is they do like and what might fit. So to your point, because I also meet many people that are on to the second chapter, some the third, and they're really wanting this time, I like that term, encore performance, to find the one that really fits, what really fits me. So I've done what I've done because it was right, I needed to do it, but now what's next? And this is a powerful tool for that type of transition.
So let's talk about that. So after they take the assessment, of course, they can consult with someone who can help them interpret or answer questions they may have. And then how do they move from the results into actually aiming their strengths toward their life for results like you've talked about?
We begin by understanding that process you just started. It's let's learn what these terms are, how they apply to you. We call it naming, claiming. Aiming is how we begin to direct them. So it begins the process of setting goals. And we look at personal goals. We look at professional goals and help align the strength toward whatever end that is. So going down the same vein of a professional thinking about an encore career or a next step, or even in their own wanting to be more effective, we begin to understand how to use the strengths toward that end. One asterisk that we like to make sure they're aware of is that the results of the StrengthsFinder are actually neutral, simply meaning this, that though these are the most intense talents that you have, they are the most intense patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving, they can be used for purposes that aren't positive because they are patterns that can be aimed one way or the other. We call that the balcony in the basement. Many leaders find that very helpful to understand where their talents aren't serving them as well and where they are, because then they can make those adjustments, which can have effect obviously in the current role, but potentially in the future one, it can begin that chapter on the right note at, you know, in the step of time.
It's just fascinating stuff. And then of course, as they build and grow, whether it's their existing organization or a new organization, they can assess which pieces are missing and start hiring to those other strengths so that they have a composite on basis. They have a very, very strong team. And it's just fascinating, really is a great science. And what are you looking for out there, Brandon? What would a great new client look for? Who should get in touch with you?
A business person who is in the place of leading a team, and they would like to improve upon their success. So their team has performed well, but they know and believe that there's another level to take them to. That business leader, contacting us at our website, 34strong.com. A nice point of entry is to download an ebook that we wrote called Play Like a Team, Win Like a Team. It's a nice overview of strengths-based teams, what it looks like. It also allows them to take part in we do a free 30-minute consult where a person is just curious, just looking. At the same time, for the individual out there who might be in career transition, they're welcome to visit our website as well. But then I'll say this, for an organization looking to go through some sort of transition as far as building their team, becoming more effective. They're looking for an edge to compete. They recognize that if they can increase the engagement of their team members, they can also increase the retention, the productivity, profitability, and it is a differentiator for attracting top talent. People are looking for places where they can come in and be understood and managed effectively, and this tool does provide that. And I didn't mention this stat on our last call, but I wanted to say it here. We recently learned that 94% of Fortune 500 companies are using the StrengthsFinder somewhere in their organization. So what that simply tells us is that the word is spreading, and so talent is, you know, people who are talented are recognizing this tool and its effectiveness, and so it is a powerful tool for what you mentioned as far as recruiting top talent and retaining them.
I don't know if that's fascinating, and I don't know if this is a question you can answer or not, but is there a, if you were to benchmark the typical business team out there, and you were to say, well, the average efficiency of this team is X percent, but with StrengthFinders, we find that they could rise to Y percent. Are there numbers for X and Y that are typical numbers that are talked about out there?
They are. We focus on engagement as the first point of measurement. Gallup actually on a daily basis measures engagement. So in the United States, engagement among employees is at of around 30%, so it fluctuates anywhere between 28 to 32%. What we have learned with the implementation of the StrengthsFinder, we can bump that number up to as high as 60 or 70%, which is a dramatic increase, because when you juxtapose engagement to its opposite counterpart, you have disengaged or what we call actively disengaged employees. Those groups are very destructive, especially that active disengaged group. They sabotage, they work against the mission. And with many of your listeners in the range of business where they're going to have a number of employees, that group, to have them won over or replaced, is very important for the culture and the morale. So engagement is that measurement. And just to give you an idea, the U.S. engagement is 30%. I recently saw a stat that in Germany it's 15%. Percent worldwide, it's 13%. So the U.S. has seen some increase, but we know that with this instrument over time, and we're careful not to promise over-promise on this.
Yeah.
A simple retreat or a half day, it doesn't give you that result. This is for companies that have sustained it. Gallup has released some case studies around companies that do this, and we know the marks of how this has been implemented and what a company can look for a way to know that we've implemented strengths, is to start looking for those X and Y numbers you were referring to.
So business owners, can you imagine if you had a fleet of trucks? You have 100 trucks out there. I'm looking at the freeway right now, so trucks are on my mind. And you could come in and double the fuel efficiency of those trucks. Wouldn't you jump all over that for a minor investment and a minor cost? Of course you would. Why wouldn't you try to double the efficiency of your workforce, engagement, and the interaction of those people, and strengthening those teams with a simple phone call or email or learning about these assessments? So again, it's the website for Brandon Miller is at 34, the number 34 strong. com. Tons of great information on there. I implore you, learn about this. This is a major tool out there, and it's something that will really help you in the long run to create that dialed-in, locked-in team that is the efficiency. You know, we say your best assets go home every night. So why wouldn't you invest in them and try to your key people, your team, and try to make them more efficient? Brandon, again, it's a real pleasure to have you on the show again. I really appreciate you joining us and telling us more about this, because it's so important for our listeners.
Thank you. Very happy to be here. Appreciate you having me, and wish you a wonderful 4th of July.
Same here, Brandon. Take care. We'll talk to you again next time. We're going to take a short break.
All right. Thank you.
We'll be right back after this, so stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Spike Reel with the Exit Coach. Business owners, can you name the 8 key value drivers that you and your managers should be focusing on to increase the value of your business? Introducing the Sellability Score Index. Visit our website and answer 25 questions about your business, and you will instantly receive your sellability score, showing you how well you stack up in the 8 value driver areas. It's a great management tool. It's absolutely free for our listeners. Just visit exitcoachradio.com and click Get My Sellability Score.
Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.